This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. And we're off. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
I don't usually say, and we're off, but we just started driving, so it seemed appropriate.
And we really were off to the races.
Yeah, the horse ones. I'm going to put all my money on the one with the biggest ball.
Chris, I told you, you need to pay the rent.
No, I'm going to get out of this trouble with horse race winnings.
Triple down.
The only reason I said the balls thing is David Hasselhoff was at the horse races the one time I saw him. It looked like he had been wrestling in the grass. He was wearing a serious sucker suit.
Yes.
There was dry grass in his hair. He was drunk. He looked like he was having fun. After that, I liked him. But yeah. Someone said, how do you know which horse to bet on? And he said, just look at the balls. And so I did. I looked at a horse, and there was a horse with big ones. And I think they make them run faster by somehow hurting them, of course. They have clamps or something.
You're thinking of the rodeo.
Oh, yeah, I'm always thinking. I think it's because I like Garth Brooks so much. But I did do it based on ball size, and my horse won. I won, like...
Really?
Yeah, $100 or so.
Well, congratulations. So you did make rent that month.
I did.
And that's when you got bitten by the bug, and you can't stop gambling.
My rent was only $100. I was living in a closet with 12 other... at a nunnery.
I have good news for you, Chris.
Oh, do you?
I've not only started doing stand-up again.
Oh, that's great news. That is... I'm very happy to hear that.
Thank you. But also... with Andy Wood and Brian Cook, they just asked me to do some show that they're doing where they have to do a bunch of Go-Go's covers.
That's
why
great.
I was listening to that song.
Is it called Guilty Pleasures?
No, it's okay. It's something else. And it's I'm not going to be able to remember the club name. It's in Eagle Rock, I think. Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh, that person.
No, friend. No,
curious
friend.
Choices. Curious choice. To just go straight. Maybe that was, I'm starting to feel like that was an emergency.
Like, no, I think that was dumbness for sure.
I'm really happy to hear that you're doing stand-up. Back to that.
Me too. I don't really have anything to say per se, but we're working on that part. But I'm also excited just because it's like a chance, as opposed to their comedy show, this is like an actual music, some kind of a music show they're doing. And so they just need a girl to sing Go-Go. So that's the thing I kind of like, because it's almost like being in a band, but just for the one show for five songs.
I want to go to that show.
I'll tell you all about it after.
Okay, cool.
And if other people want to know, we'll put it somewhere. Do we have a website?
I mean, Exactly Right website.
Yeah. We must have a page on the Exactly Right
yes,
website.
Yes,
right?
We
okay.
do, yeah.
So I'll ask some friend who has page access to put me on there.
And I'm going to view the page for the first time ever.
Oh, you mean you're going to be in a, what do they call those? An original page viewer?
Yes, yes, yes. A first time voyeur of the internet. I almost said interwebs. Oh, God.
Could you imagine that? Bringing the comedy level down that low. Okay, so this, the exciting thing about this episode, it's the long-awaited, finally being delivered Q&A episode.
I have a feeling a lot of questions came in because I wasn't even looking for them and I saw like 100.
Oh, okay.
I will say, I think over 200 questions on Instagram, probably 100 on Twitter, ooh, and I think like 10 on Facebook, so.
That's three, we're up in the 350s. If my math serves me
correctly. Answer all of them.
Yes.
We'll only take a few hours.
We're not getting out of this car until every question is answered thoroughly.
But first, are we done with our chit-chat small talk?
Oh, do you have some chit-chat? I was done.
I'm done.
Did you want to tell your Go-Go's anecdote?
No, I believe I have. I think I have in the past. It was more about Belinda Carlisle.
It didn't sound familiar.
Well, on sixth grade, on about the year of sixth grade. Upon sixth grade, I had a lady friend, and my sister said I should give her a Belinda Carlisle EP that she already had. Along with that, a cake, and I don't know how I got into her locker, but I put a cake in there. And she came and threw her books in there, and I landed on the cake, and the cake burst everywhere. And I do think I've told this, because she was thinking about breaking up with me, but that was like a nice thing to do. What other sixth grade kids are giving away cakes and records?
Well, that's just it. I think the cake thing really came out of left field, yeah, especially for me in this story. I'm sure I have not heard this story before.
It was a piece of the cake. Maybe I ate some of the cake, too, because shortly after that at the fair, I was on the teacups with Ross and Andy. They're forgiving me. They're my friends now, but I threw up.
Oh.
And right as she was coming around the corner and she saw me. I was wearing a terrible outfit.
Like this part sounds familiar.
Some jams and I think some red suspenders that I was just hanging down casually. And, it was all that culmination. She's just like, we got to call it quick.
It's too much. This guy is out of control.
Yes. And I know that was a repeat. Don't tell me I repeated it. It's just still in my head. I have to.
But I swear, I love that your sister was trying to give you like dating advice when.
She always did.
Yeah,
she
she was making you do like giving a girl a cake in sixth grade is very like you live up in the holler in 1920.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I present you with this cake, not a whole cake, just a tub. I think it was a slice. I went to a wedding and also stole this record. Here you go, kid.
I saved you a piece of cake. I put it in the freezer for 5 years. And now you can have it.
Oh, yeah. It was an Elaine Bennis wedding cake. I probably would end it anyway. I think her whole family moved away.
Oh, yeah.
She was just, that's probably why. She's like, I got to have a reason. Otherwise, I'd start a life with this kid.
Yeah, she's
that's
like, the long-distance junior high relationships do not work.
They really don't.
They don't.
Mm-mm. Someone ends up picking their nose. Someone else writes a note about it. You find the note in the playground. It says, I sure do like Chris Fairbanks, but too bad he picks his nose.
Oh, this seems real.
No, just an example. Just an example I've conjured.
Just a random example of pain.
Just something I thought of based on experience. Whoops.
Okay, should we do it? Should we ask some questions? Now, really quick, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the question, then I interrupted myself. But I was thinking almost habitually of going to the same drive-through Starbucks. But then is that weird that we're going to the same drive-through Starbucks where the girl recognized me last time?
Right, and then it's all of a sudden a thing where you're kind of stalking a fan, which
yes,
hasn't happened.
And she can't move because she's stuck inside Starbucks. I'm the one that's going at her.
Yeah.
Cindy, I believe her name was.
It's up to you. I have my a cold brew in hand.
Oh.
That I've had.
Oh, you got yours, so everything's fine.
Well, I was ready to go earlier, and I'm like, what do I do with my time? Let's get caffeinated. Because here's something that happened today.
Okay.
The reason I had to take a nap, little things stress me out, and I got to lay down my pretty head. My gas got turned off, right, when my friend came to stay on my beautiful couch.
Oh.
And
we've both taken money for gas?
Cold showers. I have had gas in my place. What, I moved in 7 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was part of my rent.
Oh, I was getting,
yeah. And it finally got turned off. But I just set up a new account. I went through some concierge service that set up everything for you. It was like set up by the city. And
oh, nice.
Like, oh, this is a cool one-stop shop. Apparently gas wasn't part of it. And so it finally got shut off, but I've had free gas.
For 7 months?
Yeah, free gas.
That's kind of great.
Yeah.
Some really old lady that used to live in your apartment has been paying your, like, floating you on gas this whole time.
Yeah, totally.
And okay, I'm gonna roll the dice and go to Starbucks. Whoa!
Whoa.
Whoa. What is it?
about
driving anymore
that makes is it the size and weight of the cars that makes it horrifying?
I was definitely in the wrong, but then that person was also in the wrong. I just was trying to sneak in.
Yeah, the problem is, I think, and I'm pretty sure this is the case, if you slam into someone from behind,
it's over.
It's your fault.
There is no question. It's your fault.
Unless you've talked about it beforehand and find out that that's what you're both into. What were we talking about?
What did we talk about beforehand?
Beforehand. Oh, she looks familiar.
I think, yeah, she looks like an actress. Steven, do you want a latte?
Oh, I'm going to do the pumpkin cream cold brew.
Oh, okay.
The new one.
What size?
Just grande.
Shoot, I got my necklace caught in this. Sorry, everything's falling apart. Hi, can I get a grande pumpkin cold brew latte? Is that right?
A pumpkin cream cold brew?
That's right.
Thank you.
And can I get a triple tall one pump mocha?
Triple tall one pump mocha. Did you still want whipped cream on it?
No, thanks.
Anything else?
That's all.
$9.80, thank you.
Oh, no. I think it's her. Hey, Steven, can you hand me my purse?
Quick, do we have any fake mustaches you can wear?
Well, not just three detectives here.
Where's your little wallet thing?
Yeah, that's mine.
Have you seen any clues?
Wait, actually, just will you hand me the whole thing, because I'm going to see it. It's so embarrassing.
I'm going to look the other way. I'm going to pretend this wall is really interesting. Oh, is that two different types of brick?
Look, I have a sticker for her if she wants it.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that your Weeblow patch?
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, enough jokes. Please. I beg you. Oh, this is from Anna Beck. Given Karen, Steven, and Chris, enjoy some coffee.
Oh, cool.
Hi.
It's a cool one.
I don't know how much is on that.
Was that a little dog on a skateboard?
Yes.
So thoughtful. She chose that because...
You're actually good to go. Did you want a receipt?
Sure. Thanks.
Because I skateboard and Steven's dad skateboards.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You look super familiar. I'm like...
Do you listen to My Favorite Murder?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm from that. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How
What's
are
your
you?
Name?
My name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Oh. I didn't mean to be staring at you so hard.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Whoa. Okay, cool. I'll have your drinks right out.
Okay, thanks.
Wait. Is that a different...
It's a different girl.
That's a different girl. You're huge at this Starbucks.
I'm so embarrassed. We can't come back here now.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Me again.
We were just driving through, and I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. It's going to look like I'm trying to get Cindy to be, like, saying hi to me again.
What? I love it. Yeah, she was all like, do you guys listen to... I was like, yes. I was like, Karen. Sorry to make
Am
it
Am I making a mocha right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll fix it.
Thank you.
She'll make it beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. So I heard.
Hi.
Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Mark.
Hi,
I'm
Mark.
Just, like, new to this. I'm really excited to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Do you listen too?
No.
Yeah, now you have to listen.
Yeah, now I have to listen because you guys are making a big deal. They're making a big deal about it. Like I'm talking to celebrities.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A celebrity you don't know. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great night.
This is now my favorite Starbucks.
Yes. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
My favorite Starbucks. That was it. That was fun.
I know, right? I know.
Give them stuff.
I'm going to give this to Cindy.
But then the other girl will feel sad.
I know. I'll give her this one.
Okay, cool.
It's the only...
Make them fight over it.
Good idea.
Here you go.
Thank you so much. You know what? I was going to give you this. I was going to give you this sticker last time. Because I stick stuff in my purse that other people give us.
Yeah.
So you guys split those amongst yourselves.
Thank you.
Go for it. All right, nice
to meet you.
Bye-bye. See you later.
You too.
She said your thing to you. That's so crazy that it was another girl.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Because both times I can't see their faces. They're right above the window.
Yeah.
And she just seemed to have different arms. Yeah, I was like, no,
but they
look, no
they were kind of similar. Like, I think they could be cousins. You know what I mean? They look similar. They have dark hair. They both had dark hair and they both had great eyeshadow.
What if you applied for a job at that Starbucks and on the application it said, what do you feel about My Favorite Murder? Are you at least open? Because the manager was open to listening.
He was like, he was into the enthusiasm of the whole
right.
situation.
That's how he barely got the job by the skin of his teeth.
That's why we like Mark the manager.
You're not a listener, but you do have all these Starbucks experience required. I guess you're hired.
That was I rolled the dice and now I'm even more embarrassed than I was last time. Guys, I swear to God, I'm not trying to get attention. Dine our listeners. Wait a second. They're filming. Should we go around the block?
No, it's okay. That's actually, I think, Kyle Walker. He's a pro skateboarder.
Are
he has
you
his
serious?
Own Vans shoe, yeah.
Don't you, you guys, we just drove by a skateboarder being filmed.
I know, and I got excited like a Starbucks employee. But I'm not going to be the one that goes, hi, I almost bought your shoes, but they came in the forest green, and I'm more of a black shoe guy. I feel so dumb right now.
I'm going to drive by and honk right as he tries to get the lift off.
Are you going to do a tail slide and kick flip out of it? I know you like that trick.
What's his name, Mark?
I think it's Kyle Walker. I'm
oh,
pretty
Kyle
sure
Walker.
That was Kyle Walker.
Sorry, I was thinking of the manager from Starbucks.
Not to be confused with Walker Ryan, another skateboarder.
Oh.
Because the same physical therapist as me.
Oh, Walker Ryan?
Yes.
Don't try
Texas
to fold,
Ranger.
Don't try to name drop and fold in skateboarders that don't apply.
I know. And no, these are all lost. These are new skaters.
I like that the look of that guy. He was rangy, what you'd call rangy.
He was focused, too.
Yeah.
I think that was the look of a guy that was just about to stick his trick.
Yeah, he had to because that cameraman was squatting down there. With all his might.
All four wheels down, feet on the bolts. That's how he was going to roll away. Kyle Walker.
Okay, should we focus on our show
oh,
now?
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
I mean, me too. Oh, there's some kind of a street fair
party.
Situation.
Yes.
Happening.
Oh, there's guacamole in a parking spot.
I love it. I'm loving it. Vape goat.
Oh,
we
I
talked
don't know.
About that last time.
Yeah, did we?
I think
did
so.
Did we? I don't remember, but I do. It does bring deja vu to say I don't like it.
Wait, I just realized, Steven, I didn't. Did you? I should have said that, Steven. Did I say that last time?
Yes.
I did?
Yes, okay. To the first girl.
Okay, good. To Cindy.
Yeah.
Because.
I didn't roll down the window this time.
Okay. And also, you have your new hair. She might not have recognized you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's like, is that Skrillex?
No, it kind of looks like a mohawk a little bit.
It does.
I didn't really mean for it to look like that. But
it really
no.
does.
Well, that's because it's the hair in the middle of your head, but you're parting it. You're parting it, so.
Did you get it cut, Stephen, or did you do it yourself?
Oh, I could never cut my own hair. Oh. I got it cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was not a slam. I really, because I thought you were talking about, like...
It seems really freeing if you were to ever just like take a buzzard in your head. That seems so freeing, but I don't think I could ever.
I've done it many times, really? And it's given me nothing.
Well, cool. Now I don't have to try.
Give me $26. That's funny. Did you cut that yourself, or did you get it on a rocky boat?
Or did you go down to the blind barber?
No, it looks good, though. It looks good.
It's cool. I'm not being mean at all.
It looked terrible on me or like anyone else, but you, good on you. All right. Okay,
stop it.
I'm nervous.
Look, we're going to never get to these questions. We'll just, right as we start, move on to something.
Does anyone need anything from Starbucks?
I decided I do want a beverage. Mm.
Well, if we're going to start with a question, I really like this one. It's from at Summer Day Dreams, like Midsommar on Twitter, because it's a classic question, but with a Dinar spin.
Great.
What dead celebrity would you like to give a ride to and why?
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Boy, so now when there's the thinking process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we get to talk through what our ideas could be, or you could have a first opinion, then a second choice.
Could it be a celebrity that's dying and we're actually taken to the hospital so they can live longer? I would like to be a freshly shot John Lennon. Sorry, that's terrible. But any of the Beatles, I will stick with that. Paul McCartney, even. He was delightful on James Corden in a car.
Paul McCartney? Oh, because he did the singing in a car?
Yeah,
singing in a car bit?
It made me... I guess that'll be my answer, just because I didn't have time to... But he was so delightful, and they went to Liverpool, and they drove around his town. He was so excited to point out his childhood home, and they stopped there. And the woman that lived there was freaking out, and he's like, here's where I wrote... She loves you, yeah, in this little tiny bathroom. And my dad, he said his dad was like, it's a little American. How about she loves you, yes. It was very, he was so funny. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to say Paul McCartney. I'm pedestrian. I like the Beatles.
Okay, it was supposed to be a dead celebrity, so do you want to wait till he's dead?
Nuts. So I guess we have to kill him.
Nuts.
Well, you go next. I'll think of my second answer.
I think it would be funny. Let's see. Oh, I guess the first person that came to mind is Madeline Kahn. I think she'd be really fun in the car and funny. And hilarious and great.
And can she be any age? Because, I mean, I mean, not to be ageist, but younger, boy, really does something from a midsection.
I really
like her.
I think, yes, young Madeline Kahn is gorgeous, but I have to say... She aged perfectly.
Yes, she did.
And she was just a gorgeous woman her whole life, not to make you wrong.
No, I am wrong to say it.
You get your preferences, but I'm just saying, I think also you can look at her older and be like, hell yes.
I'm going to change it to older because she was funnier and we'd be laughing more. What, am I going to wrench my neck around just to look at her young face? I'll hurt myself. I just want to hear her old funny voice.
The flames.
Oh, Madeline.
She'd be my pick.
Okay, well then, because I worship him, I'll just say Gene Wilder. I think he's the sweetest man, and everything he's ever done makes me happy. And when he died, I was sadder than most people were. Or not sadder, but I was sad like most people were when, like, he's my David Bowie. That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
And David Bowie is also my Gene Wilder. It's a weird coincidence.
They can't be themselves for you. It's a something
Mm-mm.
happened.
Mm-mm. It's like a weird masquerade party.
And now, have I told this story on Do You Need a Ride? When my dad was a San Francisco fireman, they got called up to a hotel saying that for a movie shoot, they needed the engine. They were the closest firehouse And they needed to bring a San Francisco fire truck up there for a shoot.
Okay.
And they were shooting the movie The Lady in Red.
Oh, yeah.
And Gene Wilder was the director. So when my dad was the lieutenant that day, and when he got out of the fire truck, he was walking over to talk to whoever was there, and Gene Wilder was walking toward him in a raincoat, looking exactly like Gene Wilder. And my dad stopped and went, "Hey, it's Willy Wonka!" at the top of his lungs.
Oh, that's so terrific. Oh, that's great.
And then he said he had a nice conversation with Gene Wilder, who was completely lovely and didn't get mad that my dad called him Willy Wonka. Oh, and it was great. And he was really excited.
Yeah, he's just the best.
Yeah.
Can we have Gilda Radner in the car too? What if they're all together?
Oh my God. And then we drive to New York City.
Oh, just off Broadway. Or on Broadway, even better.
I think they could make it on Broadway. Okay, next question.
They could have.
From Instagram at Russbag. That's Russbag with two S's and two G's. Mm. What was Karen and Chris's first car?
Oh.
Nice.
Mine.
Good one.
Was an 84 Escort wagon, maroon, with a pink pinstripe on it.
Did you get that detailed yourself?
No, it came that way. Okay. And oddly, I'm not kidding, when we went to pick it up for $400, the man who had painted it and worked on it was in a wheelchair, and he said he fell and hurt his neck while fixing up that car. Oh. So, of course, I bought it.
Because what choice did you
have? He fell off a curb, and he said, yeah, it was like a fire hydrant or some kind of a metal box. It was awful. My dad was like, while you were working on this car. He's like, yep. So, do you want it? Yes. Do you have any other cars? Anything we can do?
Oh, no. Okay.
It was awful. Yeah. That's kind of a bummer, but it applies to the...
It's a true... we're looking for true anecdotes.
It was a great car. It did me well.
I like that man is sweeping the gutter.
I was so excited to put a giant Public Enemy sticker on the back of it.
Let's see. My first car... I guess technically it would be the car that my dad let me drive the most, because it was really his car, and he reminded me of that often, especially when I put REM stickers on it. He got really mad. It was a yellow 71 Volkswagen Bug.
Oh.
Or Beetle, I think, from that time. And it was pale yellow. And I loved it. I loved driving a stick in San Francisco, which was very difficult to do.
Oh, wow.
And often I blew it up driving to Sacramento one time, because I'd never put oil in
it
once.
That's what a lot of kids do.
Yeah. And my dad told me all the time, make sure you put oil in it and check it and do this.
My dad told my sister about her Volkswagen bus, a car I put stickers on thinking it would be my first car, but then it was sold promptly before I got my license. I'm not bitter.
Did it get sold because she blew it up?
No, I think there was some mechanical issue, and then whoever he sold it to was a savvy mechanic, fixed it up, and then it was driven around town, flaunted before me.
Ugh.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
And the curtains were the same, and I'm like, that's my boss.
Well, this car I really loved, and one of my favorite memories in it was my friend Lisa Lanyon told me that on our way home from a bar one night, you're the best drunk driver. I trust you the most of anybody drunk driving. And I was like, thanks so much.
Yeah, you driving drunk up and down the streets of San Fran on a stick, on a manual transmission. That's why you are so good
rain.
At driving now.
I feel like I have amazing training.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that's good at driving assume that they're a past alcoholic or current. They might be drunk right now. Pull over.
Or current. Okay, next question.
Yes.
Okay.
At Phrase PR on Instagram, simple question. New car smell or pine tree hanging air freshener smell?
I'm a pine man. You know me. I have a oddly outdoorsy bedroom that I've turned to a cabin.
That's right.
It's chemicals either way. I like to be reminded of the outdoors as I breathe in fragrant carcinogens.
I think I'm new car smell because I don't like those car air fresheners. I think they're too strong.
Yeah.
I think I have a very strong sense of smell myself, no brag. So when people have those, or they have like the Glade plugins glued right to the wall of their car or whatever, I always, like, anytime I get into if a town car picks me up or something like that, I'm always rolling the window down.
You're always getting picked up in town cars.
Look, you heard the girls at Starbucks. I'm a town car level person.
They do give little directions, though, where you just snip a little corner in the top of the tree and just gradually poke it out. If you just rip the plastic off and you go full tree, stink city.
Right? And so many people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think people do it. Do you remember Arch Barker's joke where he was really stoned and he said, I'm just going to pull over by that tree over there? But it was his own, the pine tree, not his rearview mirror.
No, but God, he's funny.
He is the funniest. Okay, next question.
All right. This is from Jessica on Facebook. How did you guys decide to do this podcast originally?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that a little, but I don't know if we originally were told independently of each other, if I'm not mistaken, that we should do a podcast together, right? Mm-hmm. Jimmy
yes
Pardo and maybe Greg
Barrett.
Barrett mm-hmm told me.
Yes.
And I was like, what's a podcast? And then you were probably like, who's Chris Fairbanks? I'm kidding. But I knew you. I knew you.
We knew each other.
I've been stalking you from a Starbucks window since the beginning. We were going to do an Alzheimer's podcast since
yep
we both had similar mom situations. That's happening at the same time, basically.
Yeah.
But we still talked about that enough. I'm glad that wasn't like...
Yeah, we realized, like, at first we were going to do an Alzheimer's... Our Moms Are Dying of Alzheimer's podcast together.
And sounds fun, right?
We were at good times. And we were going to call it Before We Forget. And then we thought of... I can't remember. Did I think of
you
the
did
idea? I think I...
You just said it one day.
Okay.
What if we drive around, go to the airport, pick up comics? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's better.
Because, and you know why.
I didn't want to say, won't that be dangerous?
And then I was like, no, I'm really good at screaming at cars as I crash into the back of them.
Perfect, perfect.
But I thought of that idea because my Aunt Kathleen Castro, who has since passed away, and I miss her terribly, they used to live by the San Francisco airport. So anytime we would have to take a flight or came home from a flight, my Aunt Kathleen would pick us up or drop us off. And it meant everything to me. Like, even when I was in my early 20s and I would go to do college gigs or whatever, if I was up in Northern California, I'd go and stay at my Aunt Kathleen's and then go. She would drive me to the airport. So, like, that idea of that there's comics out there, it's such a lonely situation anyway.
Yeah.
And then just the idea that we could go and be like, well, we'll be there for you when you get back or you're yeah about to leave. Like, I just liked that idea.
And everyone did appreciate it. Unfortunately, the shared ride app thing, it's just made it. It is impossible. I picked up my friend the other day without Son's podcast, and it was, I mean, the line was out, it goes into the city.
Yeah, you can't get really into LAX anymore, also because they're doing all that construction. Like,
yeah,
I think if they rebuild it, we'll start going back, say, in 3 years when it's done being rebuilt,
yeah, yeah,
but right now you can't drive in there. It's
and a
awful
lot of airports, they have the shared ride cars go pick them up off-site or in a parking garage mm-hmm or somewhere, so it's separate, but,
yeah,
but LAX is like, you don't like it? Go back home, your dreams didn't work out. Here's a $80 parking ticket also.
You were never going to be a tap dancer anyway.
Yeah, and by the way, when you get home, your parents won't be there anymore. Your bedroom is going to be rented out to some retired mailman.
Okay, next question.
Next.
Continuation of the last question. Yukari says, love the theme song. And how did that come together? Did it happen when you first started the podcast or like after you had already started recording?
No, that was the first thing we did.
Mm-hmm.
If not the day of our first record. Didn't we record it?
No, but we recorded at that same guy's house.
Yeah, and you whipped it out in no time.
I did, and you know what's very funny? I had a weird dating experience that made me very mad and sad. And then I wrote that song and it was like not directly related, but it was like, I could tell I was siphoning the feelings from that experience into what I wanted that song to be. if that makes sense.
It does. I'm just like thinking of the lyrics, trying to apply it to many of my heartaches.
It was almost just like the energy of the heartache drove the idea of like, get this down on paper. And then like, you know, I can't really explain it, but that was a very easy song to write.
It does make sense. Yeah. If I look back on my relationships, some were scary and some were fine.
That scary?
Ooh, that is a monster with claws.
That was really scary.
But his body was one of those used car floppy airmen.
Yeah. It was like if a floppy airman, instead of smiling and being all kooky because he doesn't know where he's going, was a ghoul.
Yeah, he wanted to enter your soul.
Yeah.
Ooh, by the way, watch Marianne on Netflix. Oh my God, it's the best show I've ever seen.
What's it called, Marianne?
It's a series. It is like, it's a French series, so you're reading it. It's so well written, all the narration. It's like reading a book.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, you know, it starts so scary and then they go back to the development of these friendships and things, and that's lighthearted and funny. All the acting is amazing, and then it gets super scary again, but it's not scary all the way through. It's almost like a Bollywood film, or maybe it's French New Wave. I don't know. The lighting, that it's so beautiful. And the acting's great, and you just got to read and sometimes stop and rewind and reread, because information is in them words.
Okay.
But watch it if you like scary things and also are prone to crying.
Does that answer your question, Yukari?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention
No,
that
I liked
show.
It.
Yeah, I'm plugging a thing.
I liked it.
That has nothing to do with me. It's so good.
Perfect.
Okay.
At on Instagram at JessLee23, has anyone gotten carsick during an episode?
You know, I have. There are times, that's a good question, but there are times I'm looking down at the navigation, and of course, that's when you get sick.
Yeah.
And I have, but I've never, it's never got to the point of vomiting.
Good, good.
Yes. What if there was like
you tell me if it got to the point of vomiting.
No, it's just, what if you never knew and no one ever noticed and I have vomited on every single episode? In some weird, like...
In some secretive way.
There's just some disgusting shoebox under your... Sorry. That's gross.
It keeps... I'm like, what? Chris keeps opening those little pine trees.
Yes. Little pine tree size spit ups.
Yeah, that question's not for me because I drive, which means I can't get carsick.
Yeah, yeah.
Does everybody see that I've driven us to Alhambra, by the way? We're in Alhambra.
We're by my old apartment.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to.
I would say I'm well suited for doing this podcast because I used to read in the car all the time and I never got sick.
Oh, you don't get carsick?
So just like looking at notes, it's like, no problem.
Yeah, I used to judge people if they got car sick, but I went to Six Flags the other day, got sick on just a roller coaster, or at least nauseous. I went to a cabin last week with a bunch of friends. I got altitude sickness. They all went on a hike. I just shivered in the corner. So yeah, I'm becoming a weak, weak man.
Yeah.
I'm being weeded out.
Okay, great.
The elements. You're welcome.
On Twitter at CRAP97, if you could record an episode anywhere in the world, where would you choose to drive around?
Oh, how about somewhere I've never been? Paris. Or
the Autobahn. Oh, we can fucking go 250 miles an hour.
That's
and
a good one.
Talking.
Yeah, because you could hear the engine roaring.
Yep. And you could hear us dying.
Yes, Paul, a real Matthew Broderick. Didn't one on the Autobahn?
No, I think he was in Ireland.
Oh, no, sorry. That was terrible that happened.
It's a terrible thing, and we're sad that people die. Every time. Every goddamn time it's
sad. Oh, you were saying a real thing, and I just laughed.
Okay, next one.
At LA Rhea says on Twitter, what's a vegetable that no matter how old you get, you still hate to see on your plate?
Peas.
Zucchini. Thanks for asking.
What about what if it's barbecued? It's on a skewer. Or a skewer.
Or a scooter.
You're eating it on a scooter.
I fucking hate zucchini. I hate the texture of it is horrifying. I don't understand why anyone would like the taste. It's bitter and weird. No thank you.
When you crawl over and have a little food out of your cat dish and turn there's one behind you, do you jump?
How dare you call me a cat?
No, I mean like Catwoman. Sexy cat. Yeah, peas. Even when I was a kid, I just can't. And to this day, if they're in something, I'll eat it, of course. And I like split pea soup. But peas, just sitting on a plate. I will just play with them till 9 o'clock and I'm allowed to go to bed.
Okay. Okay. Next question.
All right. On Instagram, at ThatNatLife says, describe a time in each of your lives when you really needed a ride but didn't have one.
Oh, wow.
I can go first. My classic, and I use this to guilt my family often. Where the fuck are we?
We're at California State University.
Cal State LA.
Yeah, Cal State LA.
Wow.
Let's sign up.
Let's get educated.
I want to learn.
Wow. I didn't realize it was this close.
Yeah.
Very cool. One time in sixth grade, I, for some reason, signed up for band. I was playing the flute in band, so I had band practice like for an hour and a half after school, and then my Aunt Jean was supposed to come and pick me up. And she did not come and pick me up. So I sat in front of my grammar school from like 4:30 until 6, I guess, waiting for someone to come and pick me up. And then a kid kept riding by on his fucking bike, this fucking asshole kid who was really mean and scary. And he kept riding by and being like, what are you doing? What's going on? And I was just like, nothing. I don't know. Like, stay away from me. And finally, at like 6:30, and it started getting dark and cold outside. And then I got up and knocked on the door to the nun house, which was adjacent to our grammar school, and knocked on the door to see if they would let me use the phone so I could get a fucking ride. And the nun was like, yes, may I help you? I had a grammar school uniform on. Like, there was no question that I went to that school and they were partially responsible for my safety. And I was just like, yeah, can I use the phone? Like, no one came to pick me up. And she's like, hold on a second. Like, they had to get permission. And then they were like, here it is. And they walked me the hallway phone, like, making sure I wasn't going to go anywhere else in the house. It was so odd.
Yeah.
I was disappointed by every adult in my family that day.
Man, mine's a similar story. Oh. Well, just being disappointed by people that it's their job to take care of that.
Yeah.
When I lived in Oregon at Mount Bachelor, I went off a jump and hurt myself very bad. I think I was even knocked out for a minute, but I had broken my ankle. My knees had bent the wrong way and they were swollen. And I broke my thumb. Like, it was I hit a big piece of ice that I didn't see because the light was flat. And I was at the top of Mount Bachelor it's a live active volcano. Actually, it's scary. Steam shoots out of little holes. Yeah, it's ready to blow at any moment. But the ski patrol would not come and get me because I was off the ski area boundary.
Oh.
So I crawled out of there with my snowboard in my hand and a broken ankle and crawled out until I was at the top of and the ski patrol was there. I'm like, what's up, guys? Yeah, I've been in a volcano crawling. And they're like, yeah, you were off site. They didn't care at all.
And did they help you then?
Yeah, they gave me a ride down at that point. I just wanted a ride in a sled.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of there. But they wouldn't do it.
Oh, they did.
No, friends went to ask them, and I was just laying there, and it was getting cold, and the sun was going down.
Jeez. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm saying once you crawled out, did they help you down the mountain?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Good.
They
okay.
Then let me get on the chairlift. And
they weren't just punitive to be dicks.
I was given rides all the way up to that point. The last one, a greyhound back to Montana.
God, that, you know what, that was a pretty emotional question. Okay, next.
Follow this up with a fun one on Facebook, at Rochelle. What are your favorite road trip snacks besides coffee, assuming that is part of your favorite road trip snack?
Well,
it definitely is my favorite road trip snack.
I like a good bag of I'm a boring, like, trail mix guy.
Oh, you are?
Sesame seeds and raisins, all the stuff that you want to pick through. I always grab it just out of habit. Huh. Or jerky chew.
Oh, jerky's good.
Shredded beef jerky that you stick in your lip and pretend you're chewing. It's a childhood toy. It's like a candy cigarette of the other cancer.
Yeah.
And I still get it sometimes because it's like a salty treat that's in your mouth.
I didn't, I thought they only made Big League Chew. I didn't realize jerky came in chew form also.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in a little can so you feel like a grown up.
Oh, awesome. You feel like a grown-up truck driver. I guess I would say when I go to drive up to San Francisco or drive up to my family's house, I do the drive-through Starbucks because it's super convenient. You obviously get out and use the restroom, but then they have you can not eat the terrible food. You know what I mean? You can get your coffee, you can stay caffeinated, you can stay jacked up so you can do your driving.
Yeah.
But then you can also, have the shepherd's lunch, I think they call it, which is like cheese and apples or whatever. Like, you can kind of do whatever you want.
I like a good shepherd's pie. I think that's an official change of subject.
No, but that is delicious.
Yeah.
I make a good shepherd's pie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really a pie. It's just potatoes with some sort of a meat situation.
You know what the easiest way to do it is? You do your meat and you do a can of tomato paste. Mm-hmm. And then you get some French green beans that are seasoned. It'll say seasoned on the front. Mm-hmm. And you throw those in. You brown that ground beef, and then you put the tomato paste and the seasoned green beans in there, mix it all together, stick it in a casserole dish.
What, about 425 in the oven?
I would do a little lower than that, maybe. Okay. 425 gotcha. Might be too hot.
I like it crispy.
Then you could put your freshly made mashed potatoes on top.
Yeah.
Boom. Just goodbye.
Keep those peas out of there, otherwise I'll slide it back to your feet and tell you to remake it.
Peas have no place in that for
no.
No, they're too sweet. They're a weird sweet vegetable. Where are we?
Yeah, my first little joke when I was a little kid, we had a Christmas ornament that said, pray for peace. And I said, who would pray for little green balls? Which my parents laughed so hard because I was very young.
Yes.
And it made them think of, I don't know, a frog's testicles. I was very young. I know it's not a good joke now, but when you're a kid, you know, that's one of your...
It's a pretty good joke.
Next question.
All right.
I see where we are. We're fine.
Okay.
We're gonna get home.
At Sweetie McTaffy on Instagram says, if you could get a vanity license plate, what would it say?
Oh, good one.
Well, it's a little outdated, but I still want to get CR Ecstasy. I like the car, the CRX. I don't know if they make it anymore, and I'm not sure if XTC, the band, is still kicking out jams, but combine them.
Ugh.
Great novelty plate. That's actually my sister's idea.
Was it?
Yeah. She wrote an article in college about making fun of people that had vanity plates with all these examples that were real, and she was shunned from the entire campus. She hurt a lot of feelings making fun of personalized license plates.
That's so dorky.
Yeah, yeah.
My family, my mom had a weird thing about fancy cars, even though we were so middle class, it was hilarious. But my dad and mom were always buying a used Mercedes or whatever. We always had used fancy cars.
Yeah.
So we had this one Mercedes that was almost vintage touring. See,
oh, look at
see,
that.
That was a bad.
Go ahead. Don't be chalant. Be nonchalant.
He took all the chalance out of it. so they bought this car, and it was, I think it was also an early 70s Mercedes, and the license plate was my 4N car. Have I told you this?
Oh, that's so funny.
It was so dorky and so embarrassing. And then when we started driving, my sister and I, it was normally my mom's car, but if something would happen, they'd be like, well, then take the Mercedes. And we'd be like, no, we refuse to drive that car to school.
Just because of the license plate.
It was so weirdly yes, here I am in my 4N car.
Oh, God. You're like,
we live on a farm. What are you doing?
Oh, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
At Grace asks, Karen, what do you think about when you're swimming? Chris, what's in your head when you're skating?
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead.
Swimming, I like to think about flying, I have to be honest. I do a lot of see if I can hold my breath all the way over underwater to the other side.
Uh-huh.
And as I do, I pretend I'm flying. I also like to tell, I pretend someone is there that I want to say something to, and then I'll practice a speech that I will never give that person.
Oh,
I do that a lot. So it'll be like, you know, I just wanted to say like that idea in my head, but then it's nothing I would ever actually do.
Well, it's hard to, it's amazing how focused you have to be when swimming, because I swim too, or I had been again, because my shoulders are on the fritz. And I think that I'm going to think of jokes while I'm swimming. But I'm just focused on my breathing. Like, it actually take, you have to like, I like that while I'm swimming, my mind is blank. And actually when I'm skateboarding, same thing. I try and keep everything out of my head. That's mm-hmm. the goal.
Yeah.
Because if I'm in my head and thinking about anything, like taxes or getting injured, it will, that's when you do get hurt. When you're like in your head about something, you hesitate. And then you end up hurting your ankle and being caught in a volcano.
Sure.
Well, that's, you know,
you overthink it. Yeah. I think sometimes I probably do my speeches when I'm treading water, because that's part of my, I'll do like laps and get real zoned out. And that's really fun. But then when I'm treading water, it really is just like, what? I have nothing to do except for think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
But I do like it. I also think about kicking off. Like losing weight just by kicking it away. Like that's the feeling I have, like working out of like, oh, I'm getting strong and kicking this away.
There's something to that. If if you're lifting weights and you just stare at your muscle and think about that you're using your muscle, I've heard people say you're supposed to think that. But if I'm supposed to leave my mind blank, it's kind of funny because I think of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I really do. Because then you don't think about other things.
Yeah, that's right.
And Gozer is not going to make it a reality.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's the movie.
As far as you know.
Yeah, oh boy.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Gold Dust Taco says, if you're getting ice from the fridge and the ice cube falls on the ground, do you pick it up or kick it under the fridge?
Oh, wow. I've done both lately because I'm growing up, I guess, getting more mature. I go to the sink and I rinse it off and I throw it in my drink.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, water just washes anything off a piece of ice.
I kick it toward a dog if it's hot outside, because dogs do like ice cubes.
And luckily, you have two dogs there.
And I have two dogs. but I think I will pick it up because I have that weird, my dad always harped on like, be careful, be careful, be careful. So I'm like, I'll walk back by here and slip and fall and break my neck. So
right,
I might as well just take care of this now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That is a true concern.
Yeah.
It will put you on your ass, an ice cube.
For real.
All right. Lindsay Miallo on Instagram says, if you could live in a TV series, which one would it be?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm. Good one, Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay. Yes. I mean, where do I want to be? That was a show. Do I like the Wild West? Do I like apartments of retired old ladies?
I mean, it's funny that Deadwood is the first one that popped into my head, because I think that would be the worst place for me to live as a woman, where you're basically either like a widow or a whore.
Yeah.
Sorry to use the terminology, but
that's the words they would use in Deadwood.
The terminology.
Yeah.
But I guess I would like something like Endeavor or something like a 60s British something or other, or maybe Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, because that's where I want to visit. I just adopting your answers. I want to be in Deadwood and also Downton Abbey.
Stop it. That's my answer.
No, I just want a show that I like that's always funny, where I liked all the characters, like Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I can drink.
You can drink.
But it's okay. It's part of the script. It's not my problem.
No.
Yeah. Final answer.
Final answer. Cheers.
I want everyone to know my name.
On Instagram, at Dina Davis, what instrument would you say matches your personality best?
Oh, wow.
Musical instrument?
Yes.
Or medical instrument?
You know what? It doesn't specify, so actually. Doesn't specify.
I'm going to have to say forceps. I'm just kidding. It's not the trombone, which I played for a few years. I just did not. I was so cool. I was such a sax guy, you know?
Right.
And just anything with a spit valve is not my instrument, but I'm not sure. I don't have one. Is it okay if I don't have one?
I mean, fit, it's hard to talk about what you think your personality is because, or what like fits your personality, because I feel like when people give those answers and everyone goes, she is so not a piano. That's sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so sad she thinks she's a piano.
I'm shiny and smooth on the outside and filled with a mess of strings on the inside.
And little hammers.
Are you Pinocchio? No, a piano.
A piano, I said.
Come on. Yeah, I don't know. I've never thought that. That would take days for me to answer.
At Grated Nutmeg on Twitter asks.
Sorry, we're all laughing at your handle.
Good job.
What was your favorite family road trip or vacation you took as a kid?
Yeah, we made a regular practice of driving all the way from Missoula, Montana down to oh my God, it's near San Diego, Coronado.
Oh, yeah.
I had a great grandma there who was hilarious and terrific, that lived to be over 100, which, wow, fingers crossed.
Dad's mom?
Dad's grandma.
Dad's grandma, wow.
Dad's mom's mom.
And
we had all these, he had cousins there that all were like, reminded me of the Beach Boys, and then I'd have these mysterious cousins my age that also skateboarded and surfed and stuff. I was like, oh man, this is like a, those are the stickers I put in. We went to a surf shop in Coronado. I bought some stickers. I put them on that Volkswagen van.
Mm-hmm.
And then kissed it goodbye. But those trips were great. My sister and I sitting in the back seat. That's when we both made each other laugh and became friends, and as well as siblings.
Yeah. You finally became siblings that
day. Yes, yes.
That
yes.
was the day you became
siblings. Well, what a weird coincidence. Oh, those are your parents also?
Oh my God.
That makes you my sister.
I've seen you in the kitchen.
Yes, I'm the one that handed you that 7-Up.
We did a trip,
yeah.
We did a trip when I was, I think like 12, we drove, it was our family and then my teacher, Mrs. Slater, and her husband, in their own car. They were good friends of my parents. And we all went up to the Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. And we drove up and it was super hot. And we stayed at this lake, a man-made lake there. And once we got there, me and my sister and my dad ran and jumped into the lake. And my dad forgot to take his money out of his pockets. So as we jump in, my dad comes up out of the water and goes, "Dive, girls, dive for the money." And so we had to dive down and try to grab all of his cash before
great.
It sank to the bottom of, and we missed a lot of it.
Oh, that's so great.
And then we went to these, we saw a bunch of amazing plays. We saw the Philadelphia Story. We saw this incredible in the outdoor amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
We saw Falstaff, which was incredible. Like, it was a very, it made me want to act and perform.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It was amazing.
And every time your dad bought tickets, it was with a soggy bill.
For real. He was so mad, but he also knew, like, he couldn't be mad at anybody.
Yeah, because it's hilarious.
And entirely his own fault.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
At Jillian on Facebook asks, are there certain songs you have to put on a road trip playlist?
Boy, the repeated road trip playlists go back to my kind of high school and college years, because we just had the same, you'd go in the same friend's car that always drove and they had the same 5 tapes.
Yeah.
And most of my friends, especially if it was any kind of road trip, it would have Holiday Road, the song from Vacation.
Holiday Road.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that song. And I still, I'm a damn adult, and I love hearing that song when I'm traveling.
It's good.
Yeah, I love Holiday Road.
I say AC/DC can get you there. Any version, any hit of AC/DC's will drive you down the road. But these days, I am all about podcasts on road trips because it kills time in a way that music just simply can't. Just like completely distracts you. And then you're done.
Yeah, it is true. Hearing a story unfold is the way to pass time.
It really is.
AC/DC, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, this is our first argument. they ironically make me want to stick something in an outlet.
No.
I don't. It's his voice. Men are love the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was awful for everybody.
Trying to make us see.
I didn't know what my voice was going to do, and that was not it. Maybe it's because I'm jealous.
Well, I think it was because we listened to it as kids, because the older kids would play it, and it seemed like this forbidden, like, oh my God, the devil has come to sing to us.
Right, right.
And it was scary and amazing and stuff, so that's why I like it.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's funny because, like, Kiss seems so satanic and scary, and then you hear it and it's like, baby, baby, yeah, 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 sex all day, it's what I like. It's like, really?
Makeup to look like a cat.
Yeah,
rock and roll all night.
Cat, a cat that misbehaves, doesn't use a litter box.
I kick all the litter out of the box
because I'm the cat, meow.
I stole your sardines off the counter,
and
meow, meow.
Flames shooting out of torches on the ends of the stage. Big tongue hanging out. This is actually pretty tame.
Okay, Steven, next question.
At Nerd Heather on Twitter, what's something new you've tried this year that you've unexpectedly enjoyed?
I love all these questions. They're so thoughtful. Ooh, I found my way back.
What did I try this year? What have I tried?
Have you tried anything?
You know, maybe that's what the question should be. Hey, this year, Fairbanks, you thought about applying yourself? I'm not sure what I've tried. I don't have an answer.
You need to try some stuff. Hey, what about wallpaper or interior decorating or living on your own? You've done all that.
Thank you. You're better at thinking about me than I am.
Yeah.
Those things I've enjoyed.
Right?
The wallpaper was scary, but they don't tell you. You got a little wet wiggle room there. And
there's the goal. There's the goal.
There he is.
We know where we are.
He will swallow your soul and give you deals. But yeah, and yes, interior design, I didn't know that I was into it. I've really enjoyed decorating my place, and I've enjoyed sitting there alone. No, I've had some visitors. It's unanimous. The place looks great.
Everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Well, what else are they going to say? What have I tried? Let's see. What have I tried, Chris?
This is going to be like a you know me better than I know you contest. Me losing. You tried getting back into stand-up? Oh, I don't
know. No, not really.
You tried out a new house? I just used my answer that you gave me.
This is not
it's hard,
bode
no.
well for me.
It's
I'm not a big trier.
It's hard to think of things.
It is. It
I
really
don't blame
is.
You. My back started to sweat just thinking about it.
I did try to go to Universal City because my family was going there, and my beautiful, not blood related niece was like, "Please come with us," and I was like, "Okay, fine," and went. And she's an adult, so it wasn't like,
right.
You know, because I thought she wouldn't care if I didn't go. And then she was like, "Will you please go?" And then I was like, "All right," even though I hate this. Then I realized, I don't know if I hate things or not if I've never done them.
Right.
So why don't I just try things and do them and relax?
Yeah, you got to open your mind at Universal.
Yes.
Turns out I do like Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. I loved going there. I loved how happy everybody else seemed being there. Everything about it was delightful. And I realized I have to kind of scrub out the last of that 90s attitude of I'm above things when I actually, it's not true. I like to like things.
Yeah.
Have fun and be dumb and, you know, walk around with a big smile on my face.
Yep. Good answer.
Mm.
Took you long enough.
All right, this one's an easy one. I'm assuming. At PB with Jilly says, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh, that's a great one. 100.
Wait, fight?
Yes.
Okay.
100 horse-sized ducks? Or wait.
Duck-sized horses.
Duck-sized horses. Oh, I don't want to fight them. They sound adorable.
I know.
Can I put them on, grab them and put them in my pocket? I guess I got to beat up the big duck.
Yeah, I think the 100 duck-sized horses would just wear me down after a while, and I'd be like mad and sad.
And my experience at the Echo Park Lake by my house is one duck, it makes me run. They do not want to be friends.
Yeah, no. Ducks are weird.
I've already fought a duck-sized duck. And I didn't want that experience to be modified at all. I just want to enjoy them from a distance and say, I like your green necktie.
Why don't you stay over there, friend? Normal-sized duck.
They love hearing jokes about themselves.
This one from Jadrian? Sorry.
Sure.
Jadrian H. on Instagram says, I think this could apply to both of you or it could apply to anyone, but how long could you stand being handcuffed together?
You and I?
Yeah. Is this like a...
Right up until that first private bathroom moment, I would say.
It depends.
Which is going to be soon, because you and I are both little bladders.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we'd have to get used to each other peeing. Are we in the bath? Are we gagged and in a truck, an empty truck? Where are we being taken?
Are we just having fun at Halloween?
Yeah, it's just a fun exercise. Are we being held captive?
Right now by this question?
I guess we pass the time by asking each other questions about why we're handcuffed together. We'd be fine.
It's fine.
I mean, driving around doing this podcast is kind of like being handcuffed.
Yeah, really.
I can't jump out.
So let's say 20 minutes.
Yeah.
at Livy Haha on Instagram says, will we ever get a special diner episode starring both your dads?
I knew that one was coming. Jim and Jim.
My dad, I think I've talked about this, but we used to call him the frog in the box because my dad is the most hilarious person I've ever been around. Sorry. And he will not perform for other people.
That's every funny person I've known. I mean, it's something you get over once you become a comic or what, you know, you have to learn how to do it on command. But
yeah,
most funny people I know, you ask them to be funny and they clam up.
Yeah.
Because they have a normal personality.
Yes, exactly.
So you would have to... My dad being there also would be like a giveaway, especially if we handcuffed them together.
Ooh.
But if you podcasted with your dad in the car and just recorded without his knowledge.
Yes, I would have to do that and then get his permission afterwards.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing
that version with my dad.
Yeah. Oh, just so it was secret?
Yeah, he talks the same whether we're recording or not.
I mean, it's too much pressure for regular people, I think, to modulate themselves talking. But my dad, I swear to God, you know what we'd have to do? And I have thought about this too, is sit at a dinner table and just record the conversation that naturally happens at a dinner table, because that's when my dad's at his finest.
Yeah.
He'll just tell 25 stories and, you know, really, really, go to town on the storytelling.
That's great.
But if there was a microphone there, he would just sit back and kind of make a face and, you know, because he's not going to be a show off and there's, you know, he has a lot of judgments.
Of course.
Oh, they're doing a production of Annie there at the Fremont Center Theater.
Someone gets to wear a red curly wig.
And it's not me.
Oh, it's okay. You're still an orphan in my heart. That's funny because when we eat dinner, but it's just everyone eyes on the prize. Let's get rid of this food. Nobody talk.
Really?
Yeah. We talk before or after.
That's funny.
And then you might as well be swimming.
Oh, ours is just like fucking Mark Twain story hour. Everyone everyone's talking the whole time.
From LA Rhea, second question. Sorry to play favorites. If you could Freaky Friday for 24 hours with anyone who is alive right now, who would you switch places with for a day?
Ooh, that's a great question. a nice Freaky Friday question.
Oh, George Burns.
Do you know who's alive and who's dead? I feel like you're not aware.
No, no, it's going back to the original question. I want to be George Burns as the devil. Yes. I just turned into
as
Jeff.
The devil.
George Burns as the devil. Yes, 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 yes. That was my Jeff Goldblum. I.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, George. Okay, what if I just kept doing it? Sure. Let's go with Jeff Goldblum.
You'd switch with Jeff?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet he has an interesting life. I get to wear different frames of glasses.
Yeah, you would.
And my body would still be the same youthfulness because he's in a chamber of cryogenics right now.
That's right.
He will not age.
He will not. I think I would pick...
It's called the big chill.
Sorry. I would pick someone like... I go where these people go. I think I would choose a Blake Lively type of person. Someone who is like, has very long legs and even-toned skin. And I would put on a pair of shorts, like a thing I've never been able to do in my life, and walk around freely. I would be married to Ryan Reynolds. That would be fun and funny for a short amount of time.
Right.
Definitely. You know, put a clock on that, though.
Yeah, your question's better. Your answer is better. My question was the same. Good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be nice. It would be fun for 24 hours to live as a crazy hot girl and then be able to escape it and not have to deal with the hideous reality of being a crazy hot girl.
Right, right.
Because I don't think they have a very good time.
And it'd be fun for 24 hours to sleep with someone's hot husband, right?
Yes.
That's what you're thinking.
And be
thinking
like...
with those loins again.
suddenly be all weird about, hey, you know what I want to do tonight? And he'd be like, what? We've never done this before. I'd be like, put the mask on. Do it. It. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like a scene from Face Off.
Oh, my high beams are on.
Oh, everyone, no wonder we've been so popular. It's a weird part of town. They all wave with one finger.
Oh, here's the freeway we've been looking for.
Oh, we're not lost anymore.
God bless it.
Everyone. What's the next question?
At Lawashgar. Asks, what were your favorite subjects in school?
Oh. I like to read aloud. Whatever, however I could get that done, that's what I wanted to be doing.
Yeah, it's funny. The subjects that I liked are the ones that I probably didn't do very well, except for art. All I wanted to do is draw, and I did well in art classes. Not to toot my own horn, but I did do that also, and I was not good at it. But I like biology and drawing. I didn't like dissecting animals. I was confronted by that, but I like drawing them. So I guess drawing. I like drawing in biology class. I like any class where I was allowed to draw instead of do the work.
So maybe art.
Art. There, that's what it is. I knew it was one of the Garfunkels.
I liked art. I mean, I liked writing, and I liked acting. It basically all the things that were not school in any way.
Right, right. Well, I didn't realize how much I wanted to write and act until I was already in college.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the best time to realize it.
Yeah.
At the Meg Base says, do you remember the first joke you ever performed on stage?
I do. I was taking a comedy class visiting Austin with my improv group, Bob's Family, and I took a little stand-up clinic from a comedian named Matt Sadler. He said, just talk about stuff, tell a story about, and I talked about my friend's bulldog that I lived with that would bite my feet as I slept. And he said, well, they sense fear. And I said, well, I guess I gotta sleep with more confidence. That was my first joke.
Great.
Yeah. Because the dog would bite my feet. I'd wake up and he'd be biting my feet. I mean, it didn't bring down the house, but it did make me want to do comedy.
It was a good riff.
Yeah, it was a good, I was riffing.
I did, in like sixth grade, I took an acting class, or fifth grade maybe. I took an acting class that was like Petaluma civic, you know, like neighborhood, whatever. and we had to do a thing where you had to bring in, it was almost like show and tell, but you had to bring something in and talk about it. You had to bring something in, and instead of show and tell, like we all knew, you had to lie about what the thing was. So I brought in this doll that was like a sock monkey doll. And then I just said it was my sister, Laura, and then just started talking about my sister, Laura, like, and, you know, I had to bring her around everywhere, whatever. And I destroyed. These children were crying. The teacher was going nuts. It was so weird. And all I was doing was, like, just trying to think of, like, what would I say about my sister and pretend it's this doll.
While you're holding a doll, and it was just a perfect storm of...
Yeah. Like, real. I think it was because it was real.
Yeah.
And it was me putting on a little edge of like, oh, my sister bugs me, but it's this monkey. And so, I don't know. It killed in that way where I went, I think I'm right to think I should do this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Basically. But that's not, it wasn't really jokes. I remember doing my first set, but I don't remember. All I know is the material must have been absolute garbage because I didn't know how to write a joke when I first started.
Yeah. Once I legitimately was getting on stage, I don't remember because that first year of comedy, I probably had 6 or 7 beers before each show. And I would just feverishly ramble and say things until I got laughs. That's still kind of what I still do.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what all comedy is.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like.
Pickling your liver and trying to talk and breathe.
Just trying to stay alive.
Not faint.
All right. At Molly Wolverton asks, what's the scariest movie you watched as a kid?
Boy, I think yours is that...
Yeah.
Scary knife lady and the voodoo doll.
It is. It's, and you know what's funny? My cousin who was, the oldest cousin who was babysitting us that night, my cousin Cheryl, I just saw her at a family party that I went to in Petaluma like a couple weeks ago. And we brought it up again. We talk about it so much. And Cheryl was like, that was the, she was 16 or 15 and I was 6. And like everyone else was older than me by 2 and 4 year increments. And she was like, it was the scariest thing I'd ever seen. I don't know how you, she was like, it was so irresponsible.
It is. And I watched it. I thought it would be silly or scary, but it is really scary when she gets turned into a scary doll with a knife.
Yes, it's horrifying.
Those little teeth, I mean.
That doll itself, so it's the Trilogy of Terror. It was a TV special. You can rent it now. It's also available like on, I think, some streaming services somewhere.
I just watched it on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really legit scary.
I was going to say Salem's Lot, because I was young and saw that, and it's who's that guy that's Juliette Lewis's dad that's always in movies with Clint Eastwood?
Jerry Lewis?
Something Lewis, yeah. It's her dad. He looks like, he was in Any Which Way You Can and all these old...
Oh.
All these old...
Jeffrey Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Juliette Lewis's dad, yeah. They look the same, it's funny. That Salem's Lot was scary. I think accidentally coming across... Ooh, look at that,
look at that beautiful sunset.
The scariest... We had VHS tapes with adult movie, not porn, but I, at a very young age, watched A Clockwork Orange.
Oh.
It horrified me because there's like very realistic... like rape.
Yes, it's very, very disturbing attack.
Yeah, and then it's scary guys, and it was just traumatized me.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, it is. That it's not like in a category of scary, but it's a weird Kubrick, and it's rapey. You know.
I watched Duel with my Uncle Steve when I was probably 7.
Is that where the semis chasing the guy with the mustache?
Yes. And it's Steven Spielberg. Yeah. It's one of his first movies.
Gotcha.
And it is, right? Spielberg. And it's super bizarre. It's very 70s.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everything was like in the 70s. It was kind of like a dude with a mustache and a semi-truck. That's what the whole era was about.
Yeah.
And dust. And I just knew I couldn't ask for us to watch anything different because I wasn't really supposed to be there anyway. I was supposed to be outside playing.
Yeah.
So if I was going to be inside near the TV, I had to keep my mouth shut. So I just sat there like I liked it too. while my Uncle Steve ate soup. And we had a pretty good time. I liked hanging out.
Pointed out things with his cigarette.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Get a load of that. Are you scared?
He's the one that, I told you, right? He's the one that used to tell me where the Easter eggs were hidden.
It's a great visual. I just picture the ash dangling off.
Yep.
The egg being there. You.
All decorated.
You picking it up. It's very, very boring visuals.
Just like the 70s.
Yes.
Steven, have we exhausted it?
Yeah.
Are there any more?
I think, well, there's this one from, and I can't pronounce it, like my Fulla Cab on Instagram asked, would you rather be trapped in the desert or attacked, like, for days without water or attacked by a shark?
Wow.
Desert, 100%.
But you die that way?
Do I die?
I think it's, like, up to your skills. Like, if you could get out of either one. Oh. Like, trapped in the desert for days without water or attacked by a shark.
I think my best chances are in the desert.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, you got trapped in the desert? What a dork. But if you get attacked by a shark and you're still alive, I mean, I know a guy that got bit by a shark. Like a snowboard camp, he got bit by a shark, and somewhere in Oregon there's sharks everywhere, and really? It immediately made me think he was cool as shit.
I mean, it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I gotta get off here.
A shark is cooler.
You motherfucker.
That was great. You're very good. You're very good. That was that was some good driving.
Thank you. That was really intense.
Karen Desert, Chris Shark. Who won?
Who wins? I just think that if I was in the water at the same time as a shark, I would scream so much I would swallow water and drown myself.
And yes, of course I would. If you cartoonishly saw the fin floating on the water, I think about this all the time. I'm petrified of a shark attack.
Yeah.
It's the reason I'm not a more amazing surfer, or it's because I just suck at it. But I feel like usually a shark bite is like, oh my God, what just pulled my leg? Also, it hurts, and then you look down and your foot is mangled.
Right.
Like, you don't see it coming.
Oh, I see. So maybe there isn't the it's not like a movie, so the terror isn't really there.
Right.
Because he hits you and goes.
Yeah, and goes, and then you're in pain, and then you gotta deal with, walking through the sand with an open wound, finding someone to put you in their ambulance, all that stuff.
Finding an ambulance that's hanging out at the beach.
I just, the desert.
I mean, you know, now that you put it like that also, because I'm very fair skinned.
Think of the sunburn you'd have. Doesn't that shark sound nice?
Oh, please. Now I'm like, open fins. Welcome me with your open fins, shark.
Tickle me with your sweet, sweet gills, Mr. Sharkman.
It's so sad that this was the episode where Chris definitely had a heart out and I got us so lost that we're now
my friend made it to skate video reunion premiere thingy that can show up late for, I think.
For real?
Yeah, I can Uber there. I got credentials.
Guys, this was a great one. Thank you so much.
I love the question thing.
I do too.
We have to think so less. Well, not really. It's just fun.
It's very fun. And
there's probably enough questions left. Sorry to interrupt. That we can do this again sometime.
Don't you think, Steven?
Yeah, Steven. Yeah, yeah. Permission, sir? That's fun. I love characters. thank you for your questions.
Yes, thank you for listening to this podcast. We really appreciate it, and it's very touching. I feel like all the tweets I get when people talk about listening to it, it's like people, it's just nice. People say really lovely things and talk about how they drive with us in the car and that we're all together, and it's all really lovely.
And so many people that have specifically said that it helps them when their things aren't going well.
Really?
I get so many emails just to my website contact form that's like, I've been having a hard time because of this and this and this. This person's sick. I've had a hard week. And then you guys make me laugh, and I'm like, wow.
Yay.
That keeps happening.
That's great.
I mean, it really just it strokes my ego. Isn't that the most important part?
And the grossest way to say it.
It really, really, really polishes my ego. It really gives it a rock hard stroking.
But also because we both know what that's like. So to think that we're giving, relief to people who might be in a shitty position or having a bad day or whatever, we get you, and that makes us happy.
Yeah.
To make you happy.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. Thank you. And keep on listening. You have been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN.
AR.
Just honk at this guy because he's standing there. Oh. Do you know him?
Yes. That's, oh. That's Billy Jensen.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.